switching.
Start a revolution in my heart.
Starting a revolution
no
in my heart.
No one can hear it. Cause you... No, it's good. You're good. You're a good Karuna, Dave.
Karuna.
So, Dave, Koshu's Radio.
We've got no crazy guests except for Michelangelo's David
and
Daniel Angelo's Nomad.
It's Doug.
Oh, that's not Doug. Is that Doug?
This is Doug.
Yeah. Can't you remember now, you idiot? Oh, sorry, Doug. I forgot.
I thought
Doug was the other one. Is that Doug?
We got Harry Holepunch.
And we've got...
Our new character, Harry Holepunch. What do you have to say about things, Harry? Oh, that's good. Harry, what do you think about APEC?
And we've got the Scissor Sisters.
and Percy the Permanent Marker.
Hello, I'm Percy the Permanent Marker.
Does he make a noise on your... This is a really good idea.
Yep. I went to go to...
Oh, that's such a good noise.
Wicka 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 on the party on the party.
Oh, he's awesome at rap. That's why he's black.
There you go. Let me just quickly tell you about this paper situation off my father-in-law, which happens to be the same father-in-law that you've got.
Oh,
I'm getting messages all over the place. That's two messages.
That's because the reason why you get messages all over the place, the reason why Gmail's opened permanently on your computer this week is because of...
You just get a message? It's probably Jackson,
yeah,
isn't it? What, is it readable?
Agent Tic Tac from the motherland has died from the operation due to time restraints. Knee replacement for phase 3, the tablets. can we talk about him?
Crazy kid, Jackson.
There's
yeah,
two great...
Don't
two
say
big,
too much.
Yeah, two big things happening.
Don't tell him about his problem. Haven't you heard yet?
What problem?
He's going to have to get a haircut.
What?
Seriously, there's these haircut police and they've gone, he has the worst haircut, and they come around with clippers.
And permanent markers.
And they're going to chop his hair.
And colour it black.
Checkerboard.
Checkerboard. Nice. Two big things happening this week.
One.
Coastal Revolution. We'll talk. Come back to that because that's the biggest.
That's the biggest.
Second thing.
Two.
APEC.
APEC.
Now.
Stands for Australian Police Equal Crime. That's actually almost apt. No, I actually want the cops to kick the heads of the greenies.
It's not... The cops haven't done anything wrong yet. So there's nothing...
Yet. I love the word yet.
I don't know. There was some... Go to crikey.com.
Crikey.au.
www.crikey.com.au. There's a...
Did you go there much?
Never. I was just on listening to Hack just before on another radio station. There's a photo, apparently, of a sniper...
Oh, APEC everywhere, but not a thing to write. Yeah, you should have seen the Sydney Morning Herald
yeah,
today.
Yeah, maybe hit that one.
Someone, there's an article on the front page of the Sydney Morning Herald for most of today on the web one. A Sydney dietitian saying that George Bush had too much surf and turf, too much meat and seafood.
Really?
And not enough vegetables and no breads on his plate.
Well, fair enough.
That's just ridiculous. Which one? Which button?
APEC everywhere. I don't know, that could be the one. I haven't seen the photos themselves. But there's, I think there's photos of snipers. No.
There is a paid version of Crikey as well.
Oh, okay.
Where they send you an email.
Oh,
so
right,
that could
that
be the one.
Anyway, forget all that. But on the security things, yesterday, thanks, Scissor Sisters.
Yes. Yeah, it's all right.
That's Doug.
Yeah, it was Doug, wasn't it? Doug,
he's one of the Scissor Sisters. we've been hiding his true gender all this time. Jackson, who's been on the potty before... is trying to test out the APEC security, and so he's sending out crazy SMSs and phone calls, really bad. And if anyone listens, I've been on the phone to him, telling the people listening to his conversations to arrest him, to teach him a lesson. But he's sending,
it's like your brother.
He's sending insane messages like this, right? Yeah. Renee's already worried because she thinks we're on the terrorist watch list
because brother. Because your brother's a terrorist.
Yeah.
Have we talked much about that before?
I don't know. We should really get him on.
Oh, he's a chicken. He's on the YouTube web.
Okay, here we go. Here's the first one I got from Jackson.
Okay, we've almost hit 5 minutes.
At half noon, T500 will be ready on 219. Reply confirmation of E650.
E650 sounds like a telephone.
That's right. But anyway, so go and arrest Jackson if you're listening.
That would be really funny. Rob Albert.
Oh.
Rob, can you do... Like, can you... get some guys to go ransack the joint and pick
yeah,
him up, and
that'd
be
good.
Pretty funny.
And the second thing that's happening that's big this week.
No, the first thing.
The
big thing.
The biggest thing
we'll
is.
Start with two.
We've said it before. We've said it again. We'll say it again a couple of times over this weekend because we're going to do I'm putting the challenge up now. We're doing 7 potties this weekend. That's it, I've put up the challenge. We have to do it now. I've said it. Oh, what's it going to say? Again.
That's Revive, and Revive are the second greatest band playing at
KC's
Revolution. And the other greatest one is just after dinner on Saturday night.
Because Max and the boys.
Max and the boys. Max and the Brawl boys will be playing.
Max doesn't even know properly all the info about that.
That's okay, he listens to the potty,
he'll find out, like Aaron in the car.
No, we have a... we have a fantastic band called Running Home. Do you tell us a bit about what they're going to be playing?
I'm in Running Home. Did you know that?
Oh, do you want my autograph?
Are you Syria? Are you from Syria?
Man, I'm Caesarian.
we're just going to be playing some tunes.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
You guys are going to be leading us in our corporate singing.
That's right.
Got any new tunes coming?
Yeah. Song called Majesty. Delirious perform it.
Nice.
It's a really good one. It's all about...
Jesus.
Yeah, it is all about Jesus. But it's about our lives being shaped... By seeing God's glory in Jesus.
That ties in well with revolution.
Yeah.
Well, radically changed by the good news of Jesus.
Man, this is what this song is about.
Sick dogs.
Yeah. It talks about being sanctified by seeing God's glory and by sanctified.
What's sanctified?
Being changed within. Changed to be more like who you are already in Jesus.
Far out! That sounds like a good song. Coast Revival is going to be sweet. 3 great speakers.
Far out! It's going to be good.
2 great bands, one incredible God.
Dave, I'm organising all the music for this weekend, and I'm yet to ask you what the topic for the talks are.
I'm not going to say them now, because that'll ruin
the surprise. Bad practice.
But, no, they all tie in, because they're about Jesus and living for Jesus.
Okay.
So that's what songs should be about. Paul Dale, Andrew Bird,
row, row, row your boat then.
Dave Mizer speaking on Saturday night.
He's got hair like a clown, that guy.
He has hair like a clown.
So.
He wants to cut it. This is Coast Youth Radio.
And for Coast Youth Radio today, we're going to be talking about.
Cut it out!
We're talking about Coast Youth and jobs.
Jobs.
Now, I've thought a lot about jobs before, David. Tell me about you.
What, you are a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a psychotherapist? What was your first job?
I'm a cyclist.
Give us your job history.
Sure, I'll give you a job history. My first job ever was working as a dish pig. For those uninitiated, it's someone who
Was that at Forries?
Yeah, at Forries. At the...
Don't mention it.
The Green Dolphin.
Chinese restaurant.
Where I was abused, just by the staff, but it was good for me. I hated it. And I used to do it on Saturday nights. And I did it once on a Friday night instead of going to youth group. And then I had another job after that. I moved to a place, me and my family used to call it the Greasy Pig, but it was something else. Oh, I can say it because it's defunct now. It was the Flaming Grill in Erina where the kebab shops is.
Did Al from Home and Away work there?
No.
You think he would?
But there was Al was the guy.
Al, okay. Yeah. Flaming Grill.
And he was from Morocco and he was abusive as well.
Next.
He once... They didn't pay me enough and they paid me an illegal wage, but he once told me it was because I was crap at working.
Workplace relations.
And he said, I only keep you here because I like to hear you sing. That was pretty funny.
Freaky man.
Yeah, it was. And then from there, I worked at Big W, working for the man.
Were you treated okay there?
Yeah, because I was in a union.
Yeah, unions.
But I hated Big W. I would only work there 3 hours a night, and I would dread those 3 hours. They felt like they went for 6. I don't know what it was about the work.
Next job.
I was just a night fill. After Big W, I became self-employed and worked as a guitar tutor for a couple of years.
Yep.
And that was good job because I was flexible. Next job, casual primary school teacher all around the place.
Next job.
Working where I am now in the school that shall not be named.
Ah, good, because of all those kids you've talked about. And
yep.
Anyway, there you go. Right. My job history, I got a job at McDonald's at the end of year 9 at Wong McDonald's.
Wong.
I worked there year 9 and... Oh, maybe I got it in year 10. I don't know. I worked there for just under 2 years. We better keep hurrying up. I worked at McDonald's. I used to work Friday arvos from 4 o'clock till 1 a.m. every week. Good times. And I'd work either Saturday or Sunday, depending on which day soccer was on. Soccer was sort of like a job.
Yeah.
So that was sort of like a job. It was similar to a job. Then I went to InSport at Tugra during year 11. Worked there 11 and 12, and then I worked there full time in between school and uni.
For a year?
Yeah, worked for a year down there. And I went to Hornsby and managed the shop there. Good fun, InSport, good crew to work for. It's been downhill since I left, though. After that, or during that time, I worked for the Easter show and for the Olympics with the company my dad was working with for buses. So part of the transport system. Good
Your
fun.
Your dad is big on buses, isn't he?
He's a big bus.
I, also
I like big buses, I cannot lie.
Have you seen that Bible one?
Yeah, I have.
Hilarious. Big Bible. I'm Keep sorry. Going. I was talking to your dad the other day, and because his name's Greg, and he said...
Don't say his name.
I'm his ancient name. And he said he was into buses. Shut up! And I said... He said, how'd you get in that? He goes, my dad was into buses. And I said, oh, Greg's a really bus driver name. What was your dad's name? He said, Les.
That's my grandfather's name, actually. That's a coincidence.
That your dad's...
Sorry.
Okay, keep going. So, buses.
No, I didn't actually drive them. I was a bit young. I was only 20. I did after school care, which was awesome, and vacation care, good times. And then I think I was a casual school teacher. And then I was a ministry trainee at Central Coast Evangelical Church. And now I am an assistant youth minister or something like that, which I've been doing for the last couple of years. I get paid for that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good.
As opposed to ministry trainee. but good times. There you go.
Awesome.
Jobs. What are your reflections on jobs? We've spent too long saying all that
stuff. Yeah, we have. Now, I reckon when I was going through...
I almost got fired. Keep going. From McDonald's.
Really? Did you spit?
No, I didn't spit.
Did you give a...
Should I tell the story now?
Yeah, I probably should. Did you give away a freebie?
Sort of, yeah. Someone said, six pack please, from out the front. And I was on fish and chicken that particular night. And I've gone, six packs in the production bin, thanks. And they've gone, six pack please. It's for Nick. It's for Nick. And they're saying it's for Nick. And I'm going, well, there's already one in there. And they're going, nah, put some extras in. And the production manager on my right, he said, nah, put some extras in for Nick. And I'm like, no, you do it. He's like, no, you. And I'm like, and he ends up grabbing the box down and made me put three extras in. Anyway, who picks up the six-pack, which has actually got nine in it? One of the managers on the other side. Okay, who did this? I got sent home that night. I got brought in before the big boss the next day. I'd worked out that I was taking down the other guy.
Yeah.
Because I was really under his direction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I thought, if I'm going to get fired, I'm taking this guy down with me. But they let me off. It was okay.
Good. So. Well, I reckon going through youth group, the big thing that people harp... Like, and I think it was good, but lots of people said to me and my year group as we were going through was the big issue was dating.
Yep.
Don't go out... Firstly, don't go out with a non-Christian. Good advice. Secondly, don't even really go out with anyone because what will end up happening is you drift away from...
You'll sin.
Yeah, you'll sin. That was... Stop trying to second guess what I'm saying.
No, I wasn't.
That your mind's in two places... So instead of thinking about youth group, you're thinking about something else, and you'll end up not coming to things. If you're going out with a girl from another church or a non-Christian, you'll end up not coming to things on Friday nights, and then you're putting her before God, and you end up drifting away.
Been a pagan.
That's right. And I think it was a problem with people in the past. I think it probably is. It still is a problem today. But as a youth group leader, what I saw probably...
A youth group leader or kid?
Leader.
Leader, yep.
And I think that's because culture has changed in the last 5-6 years. But what I saw probably, I'd say 10 to 1 on that, was people leaving youth group because of jobs. And I think part of that is because Christian parents think it's think it's acceptable to miss youth group for a job, but not acceptable for miss youth group for a girlfriend.
Or social
stuff. Or social stuff. So because your parents accept it and even push it for you to go get a job, you end up getting a job on a Friday night because you're a student, and you end up missing youth group, and it's almost acceptable for that to be more important than church stuff. And so it's when people are happy to talk about it, say I can't come to youth group because I'm working, and they don't even feel guilt about that, which, yeah.
See, economically, like, it is pretty smart to miss youth group because that $14.50 that you get for those 2.5 hours
is really
going to send you a long way.
That's right. It'll buy you two Missy Elliott singles.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's this? What, how do you do it? Like, it's we need to teach dudes in our youth group to work. Yep. It's appropriate to work and not yep. be a slacker. There is a sense in which your schoolwork is your job as well. You're a full-time student.
Yep.
So you don't want to downplay working hard for school.
That's right.
But it is appropriate to get a casual job at yep. some particular point.
Because you have to start being responsible for your own money and responsible to your parents as well. I reckon the answer is you have to lose something else. You have to think, are my Saturdays that important for me to not have a job on Saturday and do it on Friday night, or
yep.
are my Wednesday nights whatever? I think the youth group or gathering together with God's people should be the highest priority on your list. Then school, then your job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Then your family.
And then
your girlfriend. Yeah, then right. Cartoons on Saturday.
Cartoons on Saturday. But I think part of it is also not getting sucked in by people that employ you.
Yep.
You can say no. You're not bound that you have to work every single night of the week.
That's right.
Hungry Jack's or KFC or Flamin' Grill or Flamin' Dolphin or whatever. Well, there you go. Well, what's the encouragement? Put Jesus first. If you're taking Jesus seriously, if you want to put Jesus first, which if you're a Christian, you ought to.
Yep.
You work out when you're going to meet with Christians and do it. So it might be you go, the first thing in my diary every week is youth group on a Friday night, church on a Sunday night, and everything else is negotiable. Well, yep. My parents want me to go to school. Okay, you've got... or what is it, 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock? Yeah. You're at school, you lazy buns.
Unless you're out protesting Apex.
Yeah, like the 250 teenagers. That's all they got today.
That's another Coast Youth Revolution.
We'll see you this weekend, Coast Youth Revolution.
What about, we haven't done a Brawl Boys?
Yeah, we'll do a Brawl Boys, but see you this weekend. It's going to be fantastic. Coast Youth
Revolution. We'll finish the Brawl Boys.
It's going to be awesome. www.cyrevolution.com. Check out ccsyouth.com if you can't remember cyrevolution.com.
And let's go. Brawl boys, what you gonna do?
Ah,
what you gonna do when they come for you? Brawl boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Hey, Shano.
Yeah, Tether.
You almost forgot my name, didn't you, bro?
Almost forgot my voice. I think I got the wrong one.
So, Shano, you see the posters up at school today, man?
What posters, man? I've got the wrong voice. Nah, man, what are you talking about, huh?
Posters for Coast Youth Revolution, bro.
Coast Youth what?
Coast Youth Revolution, bro. You going to Coast Youth Revolution?
When's it on, bro?
I don't know. The Christians put it up.
When's it on, bro?
It's on 7th and 8th of September, bro.
Oh.
You can't.
I don't know if I'm calm. I've just started working at the Flaming Dolphin. The Green Dolphin, mate.
The Green Dolphin?
Yeah. This voice is woeful. I can't come. Are you going?
Oh, I was going on, but... The Green Dolphin's happening. I might hit that.
You shouldn't. Oh, I just can't get out of work.
Oh, it's got good chips there, bro.
Not when I spit in it.
Brawl boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Brawl boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Wait. See you guys. See you this weekend.